For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy at the NFL Combine. On Thursday, we had a chance to sit down with the Patriots player personnel director, Nick Caserio, who arrived in Indianapolis for the second time in 3 years, fresh off a Super Bowl championship. And we asked him what kind of reception he got from his peers.
You know, when you run across people, they wish you congratulations and talk about the game and how exciting it was to watch and see. I don't know how exciting it was for us, maybe until the end, but, you know, it's always nice to be recognized. I mean, there's a lot of people that put a lot of effort, a lot of time. There's relationships that you have with people throughout the course of the league. So it's very nice when they give you a congratulatory, you know, note, and it shows you the work that you put in. Is, you know, people see it and they appreciate it.
In the days after the Super Bowl, Bill reminded everybody that you're 5 weeks behind most of the teams in the NFL in preparation for 2017. He also said there are no days off. So have you been able to make up for lost time?
We're getting there. You know, I think our staff's done a great job, specifically on the college side with Monty, Lip, DeJuan. We still have a lot of work to do, but I'd say the majority of it is done. So now we're just kind of really starting to focus in a little bit more. This is really the first opportunity with the underclassmen. So eventually we'll get to the point where we feel comfortable enough at the end of April, or beginning of May, we'll be ready to go. But our staff has done a great job, specifically on the college side, just prepping for this. And there's a lot of work that's already gone into it, no question.
Now, of course, the combine is a week later than usual. Has that been helpful or hurtful?
The timing really doesn't necessarily matter. You're still kind of going through the same process. You go through your meetings before the combine in anticipation of what you're going to see or kind of what your plan may or may not be. So you start to focus in on your interview list a little bit more. You're really just trying to gather as much information as you can on the player so that you can put together a mosaic and a picture of the player that you feel in the end you have, you know, you're most comfortable with.
In addition to getting to know the prospects in this draft class, at the same time, you're trying to keep tabs on the free agent market and as well potential trade partners. So how do you balance all of those different aspects and lay the groundwork here at the Combine?
Sure, there's a lot of discussions, I would say, which is customary this time of the year. So just as we talked about on the college side with Monty and his staff, I mean, Dave Ziegler and the pro staff, I mean, they've gone through the free agent process and we've kind of earmarked some specific players that we need to investigate a little bit further, get a little more information. Obviously, the body of work is what they've done in the NFL, so you have a little bit different sampling of, you know, what the player can do because you're seeing it against pro competition. But this year, the way it's set up, you kind of have a combine of but free agency. So say there's things maybe a little bit more fluid, might speed up the timing of next week. But, you know, you're really trying to arrive at the same point. Like I said, this is another example. Dave and Steve and Ronnie and Frank, I mean, on the pro side, I mean, they've done a great job of organizing the information, and now, you know, we're going to try to put a plan in place here that makes sense for our football team.
Every year there's turnover in the NFL. It's the reality of the business. Does it make a difference if there's a large pool of players on one side of the ball or the other? For example, this year, there are a lot of defensive players from the Pats who could hit the free agent market in terms of areas you focus on in the draft.
Yeah, you really have to balance it off. I mean, we've talked a lot about this. The team building process is kind of continuous. I mean, even like specifically on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, a player like Kyle Van Noy came in, you know, later in the year. He was able to come in and give us some productive snaps. Even, you know, Mingo was a more of a training camp type thing. So, I mean, look, you're not going to solve all your problems in free agency. You're not going to solve everything in the draft. So it's a continuous process. So what you do in free agency, does it affect the draft? Not necessarily, because ultimately you're trying to find good football players. And wherever those opportunities lie, whether it's in free agency or the draft, then we'll try to take advantage of those.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.